Jim Jordan, why was Dr. Fauci so consumed with making sure the narrative wasn't about the Wuhan lab? By Jeff Poor on March 5, 2023. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, discussed his committee's inquiry into the latest on the origins of COVID. The Ohio Republican lawmaker raised the question about former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci's commitment to opposing the so-called Wuhan lab leak theory. Well, first, on the COVID issue, understand that on January 31, 10:32 p.m., 2020, so right at the get-go, Dr. Fauci gets an email from Dr. Christian Anderson which says virus looks engineered. Virus not consistent with evolutionary theory, he said. The next day, he gets another email from Dr. Gary. Now, these are doctors he's handed out our tax dollars to over the years. Dr. Gary's email says, I don't know how this happens in nature. It would be easy to do in a lab. That same day, February 1, 2020. So, again, right at the start, that same day, Dr. Fauci organizes a conference call. Him and Dr. Collins get on there with Dr. Gary and Dr. Anderson, and all these other virologists. They get on there. And, 3 days later, everybody changes their story. The same guy who said this would be easy to do in a lab says, oh, now you're crazy if you think it came from a lab, Jordan continued. The same guy that says, I don't know how this, that this would, that this does, that looks engineered, he changes his story. And then the kicker is, 3 months later, those same two doctors, Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gary, get a $7 million, a several million dollar grant from Dr. Fauci to continue their research. So the fundamental question is, why was Dr. Fauci so consumed with making sure the narrative wasn't about the lab? I think it's because they were doing gain-of-function research there. He didn't want that out. And that was the narrative that everyone on the left bought into. Even though the facts and common sense, maybe most importantly, pointed to the lab leak theory. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.